Kitzushluch Narch Simon Memtes, Hilchas Dine, Birchsa Yain, Ubirchsa Tava Maitiv. Sif Aleph, Alayain, on wine, Mavarkin by Priagofen, the proper bracha is by Priagofen al Achrov, and afterwards the bracha is al Hagofen. If somebody made a mistake, and instead of saying, I bear Priagofen, he said, by Priates, the Mishnah Berurah says, but the Evid, it's acceptable. The Paiskim say, that may be even the case by Bar Pri Adam and Mazinus, but they suggest that if you did that, what you should do is have a mind to stop, not drink, and then make a proper bracha. If somebody, when he finished drinking wine, instead of saying alagafen, said al eitz, well, pri eitz, but the Evid, that is acceptable. Vechil b'yayim, it doesn't make a difference what type of wine, or filo in tayin toisis, even if it's still fermenting. If the juice flowed out of the grapes by themselves, cooked wine or konditin, wine konditin says the Kitzuch Shulchan Aruch Danish Nosol Toch Dvash Psomim. They put honey or different spices into the wine. Oilana Shumar Vermouth. Afila Yaim Maria Kachaimitz. Even if the wine smells like vinegar, as long as it tastes like wine, as far as the bracha is concerned, it's considered wine. Avam nescham, if it got so fermented, because it's so sour, people won't drink from it. Now there's a question what the proper bracha is. Even though in such a circumstance, you could just make a shahakal as a bracha rishayna, because the halacha is a shahakal always works. A dying yeh sofek bracha achroin is a question what the proper bracha achroin should be. L'kein English toisai, don't drink such wine. Elm ken yivarach t'chila yein toiv, unless you first make a bar priagofen on good tasting wine. Sepeis, hachatsanim, seeds, grape seeds, shetzim emene yein, that wine was extracted, aydei dricha, through crushing them, but they weren't prepared in the regular way wine is prepared. If water is put on them, you end up with as much liquid, with as much water as you began, even less. If it tastes like wine, you'll make a bar priagofen. If they were crushed, and then water was put on them, or water was put on sediment, that's only considered like water. Apparently, there was some sort of a drink that was made by taking the grape seeds and putting it into water, and that would ultimately ferment. That, the halacha says, the Shevet Alevi is considered wine. If one made wine out of grape concentrate, one has to be careful that the majority should be wine and not water. Even though it's concentrate that has been reconstituted, the concentrate is only considered wine. The water that's added to reconstitute it does not get the halacha of wine. Sif Gimel, Yain Shnesar B'mayim, if wine got mixed together with water, if the wine is only 1/6 of the water, the wine is not considered wine anymore. It's only considered like water. However, if there's more wine there, if people dilute their wine to that degree, and they drink that in the place of wine, then it has the din of wine, and the bracha achrona will be alagofen. However, if it's not the way people normally drink wine, imloy batla datlan, it's not considered wine. Dalid, siftal, k'shem shapasim kovaloi pateres kol mina machal. Just like we know, if you intend to eat bread, and that's going to be a meal, you make a bar hamotzi lechem and aretz, and then you don't have to make a bracha rishayna on all the other food that you will eat. Kachayin, so too is the din by wine. And kovas atzmalishtoshayin, you decided to drink wine, And what does that mean? Certainly the Chaya Adam says if it was your intention to drink a number of cups of wine, or the Magen Avraham Prima Gadim say that you had a mind when I'm making the Spire Priya Goffin, it should take care of the Bracha Rishayna and all the other beverages, and you drink a Meloy Lugmav of wine. And also, Bi'ar Locha says, the other beverages that you want to rely, that the Bari Priya Goffin that you're making on those, on the wine, should cover those beverages, are on the table. And if you have that, then for sure the Bari Priya Goffin that you make at the beginning covers them. Im Kaveis Atzm Lishtis Yayin, Poitis Shah Mashkim Bracha Rishayna, you won't have to make a Bracha Rishayna or Bracha Achrayna afterwards. But again, the Magen Avraham points out that this halacha is only if those beverages are beverages for which the bracha rishayna is a shahakal. But if those beverages are beverages that the bracha rishayna would be a ho'etz or hadama, this halacha doesn't apply. The dafka, furthermore, and mamashkim ha'yom din l'fana b'shar sheberich al yayin, those other beverages are in front of you when you make the bracha on the wine. O'shaya kaponim b'datai lishtes o'se mashkim, you intended to drink those beverages. If those beverages weren't here, for the house of Dat Lame, and there was no intention to drink those beverages, have a suffix not as a question, if we make a separate bracha them on that. Al Kain, Yimnas Atzma Mehem, don't drink those beverages, at Shivarak Bracha Achron al Yain, until you say the proper bracha Achron on the wine. Oi, Shivarak Ezadav Mach Shakel, eat a food, which the food bracha on that food is a shahakal, you have a lift the garments and mashkin, and then you'll have a mind that that shahakal should cover the beverages that we're not sure if the Bari Priya Goffin covered or not. Sif hey, imlo kavas atzma lishtas yayin. If somebody did not have a kvias, did not have those intentions or the amount of wine that we said you have to drink. El shasa darich harai, he just drank some wine. Nor what is was his intention to drink other beverages. Ada as vade, then certainly tzarchavar baruch rishonim al mashkim achrayim. You have to make a separate bracha rishon on the other beverages that you will drink. Al katid ikas sofik bebracha achrayna. We still have a question about the bracha achrayna. Im nifter bebracha al gefen shivarach layayin aloi. Will the al gefen that you're going to make on the wine cover the bracha achrayna for those beverages? Al Kain, to avoid this question, Yeshlachal is a pre Shivarach Acher Bayer Nefashis. Eat a fruit that requires a Bayer Nefashis to be said after eating it. Vilfta Gamsa Mashkin, that will cover these other beverages. The same question comes up if somebody first drank a different beverage, and he made a Shahakal, and then he drank wine, and now he's going to have to, a revius of wine. And he's going to have to make a bracha achrayin of ala gefen. Will he still have to make a bayir nefashis for those beverages that he drank before he drank the wine? And again, the best thing to do is either first make the bayir nefashis before you drink the wine, or if you're not going to make the bayir nefashis before you drink the wine, what you should do is eat another food that requires a bayir nefashis, and like that, you wouldn't have any question. Sivav ha-mekadosh al yayin. If somebody makes kiddush on wine, the data lishtas yain tsraf a kafe. He wants to drink some whiskey or coffee. Yay, suffix. Now we have a question. Im niftu rebracha shal yain aloi. If the bracha on the wine covers them. Akein yesh loy lechavin shloy lefatram. He should have specifically in mind that he doesn't want the wine to cover them. Vakach. And after that, after you make that bracha, achkach yucharach al matzuka shakal. Make some sugar, a shahakal, lift the gamas amashkin. And it's interesting, the Chaya Adam makes this point. It's not that obvious that these beverages get their own shahakal. Because if that was the case, then the halacha should be, you should just make a shahakal on those beverages. And what we're saying here is that we should have a mind, we should take some sugar, which certainly the wine doesn't cover. How the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says, however, if one specifically had in mind that he does not want the bracha on the wine to cover the other beverages he's drinking, and that was something that he had clear intent, then there's no question those other beverages have to have their own separate bracha, typically a shahakal.